It's 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, April the 23rd. So glad that you are here. Here's what we're working on this morning for you. Hamilton police are investigating a shooting in the city's East End yesterday afternoon.
Auston Matthews scores the game winner to help the Leafs beat the Bruins.
And the inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. Hey, I like that pink.
Thank you.
I was like, when we always like get the shot of like if we're like kind of like the same height, and I'm just like, I kind of like you're popping so much better than I am today.
Pop, pop,
I'm
pop,
just
pop,
I'm just kind of like yeah. I'm just kind of like brown and just like wah wah, and then you're just like yay.
I'm bringing the pop today.
And then
Brian's yes, you are.
Me.
Yes, you look
hey,
great today.
Thank
yes.
you.
And Tim, you look brown today.
You look brown. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'm there for you.
Hey, I'm just following your lead
yeah,
here.
Man. Appreciate it, big guy.
All right, what do we got today?
We got sun to start and then some showers start okay. to push in okay. later on. But it was going to be mild today. We should hit 15 degrees. Yesterday, we got to 13. It was a lovely day yesterday with all that sunshine. So that was gorgeous. But the shower. The instability settles in as the day goes on. But it's a lot milder this morning than it was yesterday. Yesterday at this time, we were about plus one to zero. Right now, we are 7 degrees, so it's a milder start to the day. And we will get a little bit of sunshine this morning. Sun getting up earlier now. It'll be up before 6:30, so getting some light in the sky there, as you can see. We'll talk about that coming up. Okay, let's go to traffic. 403 Waterdown Road. There's nothing there, so that's moving okay. It was very slow earlier because of construction around Brant Street, but that construction is now gone. Let's show you the problem that we have. Coming down the Burlington Skyway Bridge in the usual spot as you come down toward North Shore Boulevard, left shoulder, left lane is blocked with a collision right there. So that is backing things up over the Skyway Bridge, Toronto bound. So already here a problem this morning. It hasn't really reverberated back to the Red Hill Creek camera, so Toronto bound lane's heading away from us, and you get that problem over the Skyway Bridge. Once you get past that, it opens up quite nicely. That's a look at Appleby Line. So we'll look at weather, and we'll look at traffic coming up in a few minutes. Right now, the news.
All right, thanks, Brian. Let's get things started in Hamilton because police are investigating a shooting in the city's East End yesterday afternoon that has many people in the neighborhood a little concerned. I want to bring in Simone Gavros, who's in the neighborhood with more on the situation. Good morning, Simone.
Hi, good morning, Tim. Well, I'm here at Grimsby and Britannia Avenue here in the city's East End. This is where police say a shooting happened yesterday afternoon around 4:45. And yesterday, police had the whole area in this neighborhood taped off as they continue to investigate. Just to give you an idea, it's incredibly residential here. There's a number of homes. There's also a child care center in the building behind me, and there's a number of parks as well. This is what the scene looked like yesterday when police arrived on scene just around 4:45. Police say that multiple gunshots were fired after an altercation. Officers were on scene and blocked off much of the area for their investigation, and they were speaking with residents in the neighborhood. Police confirm that this is a targeted shooting, and they say there have been no reported injuries at this time. But details about the altercation and how many people were involved is still unclear at the moment as police continue to investigate. They're asking residents in the area to review their camera footage between 4:30 and 5:15 for any suspicious activity. Now, we've reached out to Hamilton Police this morning for more details on exactly what led to the shooting yesterday afternoon, and we'll bring that to you throughout the morning. Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Okay, another shooting to tell you about, this one in Brantford. It happened inside an apartment, and it sent two men to hospital, one in critical condition. So this happened Sunday night in an apartment building at the corner of King and Colburn Streets in downtown Brantford. A 23-year-old man from Brampton was arrested about half an hour later. Police believe this incident was targeted.
Six Nations police are investigating after a body was discovered on Second Line near Chiefswood Road the evening of April the 12th. The OPP says it doesn't believe there is a risk to public safety, but they say people who live in the area will continue to see an increased police presence as this investigation does continue. Police are asking people with a video from the area at the time just to reach out to them. CHCH News reached out to OPP and Six Nations Police for more details, but have not been given anything back yet.
A rollover closed a portion of the Lincoln Alexander Parkway on Hamilton Mountain yesterday afternoon. It happened just before 1:30 near the Upper Ottawa Street overpass. Police say a vehicle was going eastbound when the driver lost control, rolling the vehicle across the median and into the westbound lanes. The man driving was taken to hospital in serious condition. Toronto police have asked the OPP for an independent review into the case of a man charged with murder in the death of an officer. Detective Constable Jeffrey Northrup was killed in July 2021, run over while on plainclothes duty in an underground parking lot. The review request comes after, quote, adverse comments the judge made in the trial of Umar Zamir, who was found not guilty on Sunday in his death. In her final instructions, jurors were asked to consider the possibility that three officers who witnessed the incident had colluded. Toronto Police Chief Myron Demkew has also ordered a full internal review of all aspects of plainclothes policing. Niagara Health is adjusting the intake hours at its St. Catherine site on Welland Avenue. The new hours are every day from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. Patients will continue to have access to outpatient services 7 days a week, and they'll also have access to short-stay beds. Niagara Health says it's going through staffing challenges, particularly within the mental health and addiction programs. Outside of intake hours, people who need urgent withdrawal management support are asked to go to the emergency department.
Oh, hey, let's get into Sportsline, shall we? Leafs Nation, tad nervous heading into game two of their series with the Boston Bruins, for good reason. At no point this season in five games against the Bruins, including their 5-1 loss in game one of their playoff series, have the Leafs had a lead. Until Austin Matthews did this with a game tied at 2 in the third.
On the right side, it's Domi, flipping it ahead. He's got Matthews.
Well, listen, what a pass by Max Domi, but an even better finish by Matthews, who beats Linus Ullmark after being sent in all alone with 8 minutes left in the third to put the Buds up 3-2. Matthews was awesome all night, adding two assists to lead the way. Ilya Samsonov, pretty darn good too. He made 29 saves, including a couple dandies in the third. He got some help from AM34 to end the game and to seal their game two win. We got a tied series at once. 3-2 is the final. The series now shifts back to Toronto for game three tomorrow night.
Here's another opportunity. Hyman to Adam Henriquez. He wires one home.
In Edmonton, it was Burford's Adam Henrique beating Caledonia's Cam Talbot to put the Oilers up 2-0 in the opening game of their first round series. Edmonton, they dominated this one. And who else led the charge but Connor McDavid, as he had five assists, three of them to Zach Hyman. He scored his first playoff hat trick. Oilers will go out in front 4-0 and then hold on for the 7-4 win to take a 2-0 series lead. Hats rained down from the Oilers crowd after Hyman's hat trick goal. Good start for the Canadian teams, with none of them trailing in any of their series. Carolina and Vegas were the other winners in the NHL playoffs last night.
Murray makes a move.
Crazy night in sports. And what a finish for Kitchener's Jamal Murray and his Denver Nuggets. The defending NBA champs overcame a 20-point deficit at the hands of LeBron James and the LA Lakers to tie the game at 99. Time winding down, Murray would drain the 15-foot shot to propel the Nugs to the 101-99 win and a 2-0 series lead. Murray would finish with 20 points of the night as the series shifts to La La Land on Thursday night. We'll hear from Murray next hour what he thought about that shot.
Great series in San Diego.
He got into this one, or did he? Did he get enough of it? Renfro is back, and it is gone.
How about them Blue Jays? How about Dalton Varsho? The Jays outfielder went yard again, which was his team-leading sixth home run of the season, but they've come in the past 10 games. Put the Jays up 5-0 as they kicked off a four-game series in Kansas City. Yusei Kikuchi, pretty good once again, only allowing two runs in six innings to pick up his second win of the season. Jordan Romano came in for the save, his 100th as a Jay. Toronto takes the opener 5-3. They send Kevin Gausman to the mound in game two tonight. And we head back to the ice in Dundas, where the Real McCoys move to 2-0 at the Allen Cup Challenge. Phil Brewer's hat trick would give the hosts a 5-2 win over the Innisfail Eagles from Alberta. So their next game goes tomorrow night against the Stony Creek Tigers, who try and join Dundas at that 2-0 mark when they play Southern Shore Breakers from Newfoundland at the J.L. Grittmeyer Rink tonight at 7:30. It all leads to the Allen Cup being handed to the best senior men's hockey team in the country. Reminder, we will air that final Saturday afternoon right here on CACH, 3 p.m. Legendary broadcaster Rod Black, Leafs legend Rick Vive on the call.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 23rd morning of April. The sun is just about up. We should see a little bit of it this morning. But first of all, let's focus on traffic. 403 Waterdown Road hasn't changed an awful lot. Still doing okay. Where we do have the collision is coming down the Skyway Bridge from the top down toward North Shore Boulevard. So Toronto bound here. It's a little about halfway down. You can see we have the collision there. Left lane, left shoulder is blocked. Everybody's got to squeeze over. So that's causing a bit of a backlog across the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Back into St. Catharines, nothing going on at Niagara. Still doing okay until you get a little further along the Red Hill Creek camera. We'll flip ahead to the 403 junction, nothing there. Ford plant still looks good, so does Etobicoke Creek. Couple of notes for traffic. Don't forget lane restrictions continue on the Claremont access upbound, mountain bound from 9 o'clock this morning. And Lakeshore West, Hamilton GO station, all trains will arrive and depart on Platform 1 continuing this week. Okay, to our temperature. Thankfully, milder than it was yesterday morning. That's way above seasonal. 7 degrees to start, a partly cloudy sky, a light breeze, humidity quite comfortable this morning. So for school today, we should hit 15 degrees. So better than yesterday, above seasonal, but the wind is going to get strong. Southwest 40 to 60, and then we have the cloud cover rolling in with the chance of showers later on. And that's as that low pressure system goes by, well, dips a little bit, and then the cold front goes through, and that's going to drop our temperatures. Like, it's not going to be cold, but it's going to be a fair bit cooler, but we'll get back into some sunshine with that ridge of high pressure after it. So today, a little bit of sun to start, 10 to 16 for Niagara, 15 to 16 for the rest of the horseshoe, but the showers settle in late morning into the afternoon. Tonight, temperatures stay mild, 6 and 7 degrees. The showers continue overnight tonight. They will taper off a little bit. And then tomorrow, we're looking at the opposite scenario. Showers to start and then some sun. Temperatures anywhere from 8 to 9 to 10 for the horseshoe tomorrow. So it will get better as the day progresses. But out the door, 23rd of April. When I came in, the sky was clear. The full moon, it's full moon right now, but it's getting partly cloudy. It's mild. Our temperature right now is 7. Long range coming up. Annette, Tim.
And Emily.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning, Vukovic.
Hi, good morning. Well, remember yesterday when we showed you the teaser trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yes.
Well, today it's going to be a little bit more of the teaser trailer. The full trailer, I can't show you. It is not appropriate for morning television.
No, it's Deadpool.
I know, but even like trailers with curse words now?
It's beyond curse words. It's the violence and the blood and the gore and the this. I'm like, I can't show this. I can't show this at all. So thanks to our editors that are like cutting tiny little pieces.
Yeah.
what we can show. So we'll get to that. And we're also going to be talking about the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. And the goat is being roasted.
Okay.
Come ready.
Good tease there. We'll see the coach in a little bit for chit-chat.
I'll be there.
After the break, Canada is getting ready to put the pressure on plastics. We'll tell you about new rules for producers. We'll see you in two. Let's get to some numbers for you in business news. Start with the Canadian dollar. It's down 5 basis points this morning, sitting at 72.94 cents US. Gold, big losses there. Down $35, $23.11 an ounce. Crude oil up 29 cents, $82.19 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were up today in Tokyo and Hong Kong, but down in Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX gained 65 points. The Dow had both the Dow and the NASDAQ had triple-digit gains.
Well, good morning. So glad you're here on this Tuesday. Let's get into some business news. And we're starting here in Canada because the country is creating a national registry to track plastic production along with pollution.
You can think of the plastic registry the same way one would think about our national inventory reports. What we're aiming to do with this registry is to ensure that there's more transparency in Canada on the production and use of plastics. It is hard to tackle a problem if you don't know what it is, where it is, what's being produced.
So that's Environment Minister Stephen Gilboa, and he says the registry will make plastic producers more responsible for what they are putting on the market. Companies that produce or import plastic will have to track and report how much of it they use, how much waste their plastic generates, and how much is recycled. The registry is to be phased in over the next few years. The announcement comes as Canada sits down with other world leaders today to talk about a global plastics treaty.
The federal labor minister has announced an inquiry into the costly 2023 port strike in British Columbia. Seamus O'Regan says the strike was a single labor dispute that caused a major economic disruption. Longshore workers walked picket lines for less than 2 weeks last July. O'Regan says the goal of the inquiry is to provide stability, noting that Canada's credibility and reliability as an international trading partner is at stake whenever supply chains are disrupted.
A U.S. federal jury has found BNSF Railway contributed to the deaths of two people who were exposed to asbestos 2 decades ago. So it occurred when vermiculite tainted with asbestos was shipped through the town of Libby, Montana, causing thousands of people to fall ill over the years. So the jury awarded $8 million in compensatory damages to the estates of the two plaintiffs. They both died back in 2020. Now, the jury did not find that BNSF acted intentionally or with indifference, so there will be no punitive damages awarded. The company that operates the mine has paid significant settlements to victims in separate trials.
The gap between Canada's highest earners and the lowest income groups was at its widest point last year since 2015. This is from a report by TD Bank, who says household income in the top category was an average of nearly $198,000 last year. That was up 6% from the year before. Low-income houses, though, saw a gain of just 0.3%, with the average annual income of about $31,500. Middle-income households saw the same decline, with an average annual income of just over $59,000.
U.S. fashion retailer Express Inc. has filed for bankruptcy and plans to close more than 100 locations. The company operates Express Factory Outlets, Bonobos, and Up West. So Express has struggled to gain traction with consumers in recent years. Business observers say it hasn't adapted to the rise of casual wear and decline of formal and smart casual fashions. Express says it has received $35 million in new financing from existing lenders. It also has a potential buyer for a majority of its retail stores and operations.
The U.S. Senate is taking up a bill today that bans TikTok. A TikTok executive is vowing legal action if the U.S. bans the social media platform, as is expected. So this bill would give its Chinese parent company ByteDance 270 days to sell the app. Otherwise, it would keep TikTok out of U.S. app stores. The U.S. Senate is expected to pass the legislation as early as tomorrow. Legal experts say TikTok could argue in court that a ban would hurt free speech. They say an intent to protect national security might not matter, though, if the outcome affects First Amendment rights. The bill, by the way, also includes aid for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine.
Interesting, if it does pass, what will happen here?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to TikTok and what our government would do. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Also keeping an eye on the skies. We're still in the last week of April, so that means April showers. Brian has that after this.
Good morning, 6:23. That is sunrise, so the sun is now up. Now, the problem is situation's getting worse across the Skyway Bridge. We have that collision, as you can see. And up toward the top, another collision. So what's happened is we had that first collision halfway down the bridge, left lane, left shoulder blocked, and then everybody back behind it trying to juggle around lanes, and you get that problem. So we have two. You can see that one right there at the top and the other one further along. So Not one, but two collisions across the Skyway Bridge, Toronto bound at the moment. Back into St. Catharines, nothing at the QEW Ontario, and you have to get by the Skyway Bridge. Once you get past that, it's clear sailing. Appleby Line is good. Lorne Park, no problems. And no problems at the 403 at Matheson. Okay, temperature. As I said, the sun is now up. 7 degrees for Hamilton, Grimsby, and Toronto. 10 already into Mississauga. So what we're looking at for today, seasonal temperatures, 14 for the high. We got to 13 yesterday. 3 for the overnight low or seasonal. Those are our sun times, 6:23 and 8:13 now, and our records for today. And for school today, the clouds are really going to encroach, but mainly cloudy by the first bell and about 10 degrees, and then 15 for after school. But we are going to see some showers starting to roll in as the day goes on. So 15 today, 7 again overnight tonight. Tomorrow will be cooler. A cold front goes through, high of only 10 tomorrow with chance of showers. Shower activity will be in the morning, and then we'll start to get some clearing. Minus 2 overnight into Thursday morning. A cool day on Friday, on Thursday, 9 degrees in sun, but look at Friday, sunny at 21. Okay, just wish that would linger for the weekend, but at least it'll stay mild for the weekend. We're looking at showers, slim chance for both Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast, Annette, Tim.
Okay, so we have some good news and some bad news when it comes to wildlife out west, because Western Canada's once dwindling caribou numbers are finally growing.
But the same research concludes the biggest reason for the rebound is the slaughter of hundreds of wolves. And that policy, that will likely have to go on for decades. 34 caribou researchers teamed up to compare notes on 40 herds. This is in Alberta and British Columbia for this study. They found caribou populations dropped by half between 1991 and last year, 2023. And their numbers are just now starting to come back. But when they looked at which restoration efforts had the biggest impacts, the researchers found wolf reduction was the only method that worked on its own. And that will likely need to continue until habitat restoration programs start to kick in. So you don't want to be losing the wolves, but obviously there's more wolves than caribou, right?
Caribou,
so like,
now, yeah.
You just want them all to get along, but yes. Circle of life, it doesn't happen that way,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah,
so fascinating little tidbit there. Oh dear. Let's move on and we'll finish up our first half hour.
Gonna rein you in.
A caribou boo. We'll see you in a couple minutes.